While Miss Nelson is away, we can really.
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Shawnee Theater of Greene County offers the family and kid-friendly Miss Nelson is Missing in their continually evolving theater in Bloomfield, just off I-69. Joan Cushing's award-winning tale of fifth-grade chaos is directed by Shawnee's Bree Lindsay. It's a fast-paced musical with plenty of colorful action, an attractive dramatic and vocal cast. There's a feel-good plot, and it all takes place in less than an hour. Joelle Jackson stars as the class's sunnily gentle Miss Nelson and her dark counterpart, Miss Viola Swamp. Miss Nelson is thoroughly overwhelmed by a quartet of students that's described as the worst fifth-grade class in Horace B. Smedley Elementary School history. A wonderfully operatic Rory Behrens is the school's clueless principal and butterfly fanatic. It's the principal who introduces the class to Miss Viola Swamp. The rule-thumping taskmaster Miss Swamp is everything that Miss Nelson wasn't. Classroom regulations are enforced. Misbehavior is punished. Obscene amounts of homework are doled out. Soon, the shocked foursome of the class is begging for Miss Nelson's return. Magnus Crokin appears as a very musical detective with globe-trotting plots and plans. He leads the class through one possible scenario after another. Each seems to involve a distant continent, a frightening set of threats, and some sort of complicated dance move. The students are all quite willing to go along with him, and at the same time, they do wish that the imaginative detective could remember Miss Nelson's name. The rambunctious students, John Grace Jr., Amanda Roxbury, Jillian Cheney, and Luke Donahue, are all very much post-elementary ages, but they do a fine job of recreating what may have been some of their own fifth-grade rebellions. At the beginning of the show and at the end, they do don choir robes. They do a lovely job of part singing with the school's anthem. Well, I've saved one of my favorite characters for last, Poppy Hensey, the thoughtful school librarian, played by Courtney Slow. She's a wonderfully sympathetic figure and referenced throughout the hour. It's Poppy who shares Miss Nelson's frustration, guardedly applauds Miss Swamp, and always has warm feelings for that special time in the students' lives as they pass through the elementary school on their way to the middle school. Shawnee's production of Miss Nelson is Missing is designed by Joaquin He, with lighting by Corbin Fritz, the musical direction by Brian Samarzia. Courtesy of sound designer Jade Lynch, you'll hear every note and every word on the theater's new speakers from those microphones that they've still had to borrow from the high school. Zek Sands is the costume designer. Miss Nelson is Missing wraps up with evening performances Friday and Saturday, June 28th and 29th, and a matinee on Sunday the 30th. Shawnee's season in Bloomfield continues with their regular melodrama, the thriller Wait Until Dark, and they'll wrap things up with the hit musical Grease. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.